That everyone is stuck with the C team today because the A team is all on vacation. The B team said no. So you are stuck with the wonderful C team. So Pastor Eric is actually on, the whole Chrisman family is at the Chrisman family reunion. They are at Punderson State Park. They will be returning home this evening, so we can be praying for them as they travel back home. If you are here visiting St. John's for the first time, welcome. There is a Connect card that you can fill out. You can scan it with your phone's camera, fill it out online on the inside cover of the bulletin. And Nancy Roop is here sharing our morning message today. So thank you, Nancy, for being willing to step in and share her faith testimony. So I do have a few announcements to share this morning. For those of you attending the Mud Hens game this afternoon, your tickets are good for a 2 o'clock faith-based session. There's a worship band and then a Q&A session with the team chaplain and some of the players and coaches. If you have the ability to attend that, I highly recommend doing so. Otherwise, the game starts at 4 o'clock. There's 50 of us going, so it should be a good time. We'll probably try and meet after the third inning to do a group photo since we'll all be sitting within the same five rows. And then as a reminder, we do have a special congregational meeting scheduled for Sunday, July 14th to vote on the final concepts and the cost of the building renovation. There will be two special presentations ahead of that meeting and sharing a virtual tour and having a time for everyone to ask questions. So those presentations will be held on Sunday, July 7th at 9:15 and on Thursday, July 11th at 7 o'clock p.m., both in the sanctuary here, I believe. They're the same presentation, but different questions may be asked at each presentation. And then I also come with my first announcements as the Director of Youth and Young Adult Ministries. So first, I invite any and all high schoolers to join our Summer Sunday School series. It will start next Sunday in the youth room at 9:15 a.m. We'll be doing an 8-week study titled Worthy, Embracing Your Identity in Christ. It's a really great study. I did it around the holidays, but I encourage all of you to bring your own study Bibles because we're really going to be practicing opening up the Word and engaging with it that way. So please bring your own Bibles to that class. And then I'm also excited to share a fellowship event coming up for our young adults. So college students and recent grads up to 25 years old are invited to attend a mocktail mingle at King's Corner Garage. That will be on Wednesday, July 24th at 6:30 p.m. This is a faith-based event, and it's designed to give young adults who either choose not to drink, want to reduce their drinking, or simply explore what a sober lifestyle can look like, giving you some options to safely do so. And in a fun and exciting way. It's a hands-on workshop, so we're gonna be learning how to make different cocktails using zero-proof spirits, just to have some fun and have faith-based conversation, and just really get hands-on into that workshop. And finally, the church office will be closed next Thursday and Friday, July 4th and 5th, for the 4th of July holiday. And now as we center our hearts and minds on worship, focusing on our Lord, let us listen to our morning prelude by Regan Rutledge.
Thank you. Good morning. God, the Creator. As we read verses 31 through 34, we hear the writer speaking of glory, rejoicing the mighty power of God, and a vow to praise the Lord. Psalm 104, 31 through 34. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He who looks at the earth and it trembles, who touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. May my meditation be pleasing to him as I rejoice in the Lord. So, before we sing our first two praise songs, I just want to take a moment and explain why they were chosen for our worship service today. Now, for those of you who do not know, Molly and I were at Little Eden Camp 2 weeks ago, and it is arguably the best week of the summer. While at camp, our main theme of the week was finding out who God really is and how we can relate to him. Each morning and night, we had a worship time and we sang many songs. When we got back from camp, Buffy emailed us asking us what songs we wanted to sing today for Youth Praise Team, and we decided on our three favorite songs from camp because we wanted to bring just a little piece of camp back to church. As we sing our first two songs of praise this morning, I want us to reflect on who we are, but more importantly, on who God is. We deserve nothing, yet he gives us everything, but all we can give him back is our gratitude. Now, during Days of Elijah, we will be showing you some motions we learned at camp. If you feel led, please join in on our motions. Now, with that said, please stand if you are able and join us in singing Gratitude and Days of Elijah.
I got nothing. Have children come up. I know we've got a couple here. That's great. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Today, kids, we're going to talk about trust. Trust is when you believe in someone, okay? So what I did, we're going to do an experiment. I brought a bag, a Ziploc bag. It just has water in it. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to take a pencil, and I'm going to poke it through one side, through the water, out the other side. And then I might hold it over JD's head. Okay. Now, do you trust me that I can do this and not get you wet? Do you trust me? Yes. Do you trust me? You trust me that I can do this experiment? Okay. Here we go.
Here we go.
Here goes the punch. Ooh, this is here, just in case. Okay. You never know. These things work at home, but they don't always work when you're when you're out in public. Okay, here's the punch. Whoa! I say that is pretty wow. Can you believe it? It doesn't make any sense, does it? You would think if I punched a hole in it, I'd have water dripping all over the place. Well, we're going to try pencil number two. You think it's going to work? Okay, here we go. Here we go. Look at that. Are you getting wet? No, he's not. I'm going to turn the bag around. We're going to do pencil number three. We're going to go from the other angle this time. This is one of those, try this at home, but over the kitchen sink, just in case. And we're going to try one more pencil. I think this is just fantastic. This is a science principle. I don't understand it because I'm not scientific, but are you wet? No, fantastic, unbelievable, doesn't make sense, but it worked. You know, sometimes in our life, we get punches, just like I punched the bag. Maybe a punch for you would be somebody you know is sick. Maybe a punch for you is your pet dies, and that's a sad time. Maybe a punch for you is you got to go back to school in August. I don't know. There's all kinds of punches in our lives. Punch, punch, punch. But what's important for us to remember is even the times we get those punches, we have to trust in God. Because God loves us so much, and he has all the answers for our life if we just trust him. Sometimes we think we know better than God, but we don't. And even sometimes when life and those punches don't make sense, if we keep trusting him, we'll say things like, wow, I can't believe God did that for me. Unbelievable, God did that for me. If only we trust him all the time, okay? Heavenly Father, we thank you for these children up here. We thank you that you are a trusting God. We thank you that you love us and that you keep us safe. Amen. Thanks, guys.
Please join me in prayer. Lord, as the creator of all aspects of life and death, it is true that you know each one of us. You know our thoughts, our concerns, our hopes, and you know our talents and abilities. You reveal yourself to us in both subtle and dramatic moments, moments that affect our vision of things and cause us to change our course. In your wisdom, you know how each one of us will react in any given situation. And in those situations, we pray that you would open our eyes to see your ways and to recognize your blessings of grace and mercy. We ask that you enable us to bear witness to the light of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant us courage and strength in life, trusting your plans, empowered by your Spirit. We pray for your blessing of healing, comfort, and peace to rest upon each individual named on our prayer list, as well as upon each person and situation that is unnamed or unspoken this morning. Lord, I ask that you be with Nancy as she goes into her morning message. I thank you for the willing hearts of our youth praise team in sharing this morning and all those that come together to make worship possible for you. Lord, hear us as we pray the prayer of our Lord, praying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 speaks of how we are subject to the time and changes that come with life, of which we have no control over, realizing God's eternal sovereignty. Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 14. There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. What does the worker gain from his toil? I have seen the burden of God has laid on men. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the hearts of men, yet no one can fathom what God has done from the beginning to the end. I know that there is nothing better for men than to be happy and to do good while they live, that everyone may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all his toil. This is the gift of God. I know that everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it, and nothing taken from it. God does it so that men will fear him. Our next song of praise is a new song that we learned at camp and that we wanted to bring back here to church because we liked it so much. Earlier, I spoke on how at camp we talked about how we can relate to God, but we also talked about how God can relate to us. We just read about God having his plan, and it may not seem good right now, but he makes, quote, everything beautiful in its time. God has good plans for us because he is the everlasting God who will endure forever. We only know a tiny bit of the story, but he knows the whole thing. During our next song, we will be reading Psalm 23. With that said, if you are able, please rise and join us in singing Good Plans.
Still waters.
He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Surely your goodness and mercy follow after me.
Maybe.